Hello, and welcome to Shatter Silence, a production of HeardBelievedLove.com. My name is Tori, and I'm one of the two ladies that creates content for this blog, along with my friend Nicole. If I haven't said hello to you in this new year, happy 2020! I want to thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I want to share a little bit about this latest HBL project that we're doing, which we're simply going to call the Poetry Project. Nicole and I are going to be sharing some poetry about how mental health has personally affected us and a little bit about the disorders themselves, along with some inspiration and a word from the Bible. We hope to be bringing you this new content about once a month. Today we're going to be talking about depression on the podcast. The word depression gets tossed around a lot, and it can be confusing as to what it really means. A lot of people say, "I'm depressed," when they mean, "I'm down about something." And the reason that I'm making a distinction is that depression, the mood disorder, has some pretty serious connotations, and it's not really something to be taken lightly. There are actually several types of depression, some of which include major depressive disorder, postpartum depression, and seasonal affective disorder. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 322 million people worldwide live with depression. Depression is much more than just feeling sad or having the blues. It's a serious mood disorder that can affect daily life in a number of ways. Some of the common symptoms of depression include feeling sad, anxious, or empty, feelings of hopelessness or pessimism, irritability, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, decreased energy or fatigue, difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions, changes in weight, appetite, and sleep patterns, thoughts of death or suicide or attempting suicide, and physical pain, such as headaches, cramps, or digestive issues without a clear cause. Some combination of the aforementioned symptoms may be present, but not all symptoms may be present. To be officially diagnosed with depression, one must be evaluated by a professional and have persistent symptoms lasting at least 2 weeks. Some of the risk factors for developing depression include personal or family history of depression, major life changes, even positive changes like a move or a new job, experiencing trauma or undergoing stress, and certain physical illnesses and medications can cause depression as well. Depression, thankfully, can be treated and is most often treated with a combination of talk therapy and medication. This balances working out the source of the issues and treating the physical symptoms of the disorder. Other ways to improve depression include physical exercise and eating well, setting realistic goals for yourself, confiding in close, trusted friends, and finding emotional support in a church or group setting. And I have personally dealt with major depressive disorder for several years now, and I will say it has a lot of ups and downs. The biggest thing for me is to keep moving forward and to reach out when I'm struggling the hardest. The more I keep to myself, the more depressed and isolated I tend to feel. Taking medication to help balance my depression symptoms has also been really useful. I find that taking a nightly medication helps with my mood during the day and helps me sleep better at night. So today I'm going to be sharing a piece that I wrote personally about depression and the emotional turmoil it often takes you through. I really hope you enjoy it. In the Dark, a poem by Tori Hudson. Searching in the dark, hungry, aching, hoping, wondering, will I ever see the sun again? Will I ever know the wonder and joy I once had? Or is it lost to the dark? Am I trapped here, alone and fragile, breaking, my heart aching, thirsting for the truth to set me free, and wondering what I did wrong? Did I mess up again? Is this my fault? Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel so alone? Soon the dark gets so deep, so beyond description, that I am left with no sadness, no hurt, nothing. I am nothing, and there is nothing in me. Empty, numb, hollow. My mask slips when I smile. How can I even smile anyways? Why bother? The world is full of empty smiles, empty promises of hopes dashed on the rocks. And when my mask starts to slip, I see the cracks and the smiles around me. That, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Exchange. It's all a lie. No one is fine. Not many of us anyways. Why do we all lie and isolate ourselves? Why do we make ourselves feel more alone when the loneliness is all too consuming? Instead, I am alone, and you are alone. Empty vessels passing each other in the night, hurting, hoping, but silent. What am I afraid of? Keeps me silent. Is it the stigma? The sheer exhaustion of fighting? Is it the questions I'll be asked if I tell the truth? Regardless, it steals my voice yet again, sending me to sleep with a heavy heart. God, do you hear me? Do my prayers reach your ears? Or simply echo against the walls? I don't want to be alone. I never wanted to be alone. Sick, aching heart, tears flowing until they flow no more. I don't want to be alone, Jesus. I don't want to be alone. You are not alone, you remind me gently. Dear one, you have never been alone. Come, rest in my arms, and the darkness will flee. I run to you, Jesus, full forced, like a frail child, unashamed of how weak I am, not hiding behind that broken mask, not lying to myself, not shoving down my pain any longer. I run into your arms, Jesus, and I never let go. Thank you so much for listening. Like I talked about in the poem, resting in the arms of Jesus when you're struggling with depression is truly the best place to be. He is our comforter and our Prince of Peace. Psalm 34:17 through 18 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Dear friend, Jesus is closer than your next breath. If you are struggling with depression symptoms and need some help, don't be afraid to reach out to God in prayer. If you need someone to talk to, please click the links in the descriptions and don't be afraid to make known just how much you're hurting. You are not alone in this. If you are struggling with thoughts of suicide right now, I urge you to stop what you're doing and text the word HOME to 741-741. That's HOME. HOME to 741-741. You will get through this pain and this darkness. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you so much for this gift of life that you've given us. Lord, things can be so dark and painful at times. We wonder if we'll ever see the light again. Give us hope for a new day. Help us know that even in the darkest of times, you are the light we are searching for. Thank you for all the ways you have ministered to us and continue to minister to us still. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you for listening to the Shatter Silence podcast. For weekly updates, free downloadable content, and mental health resources, please visit heardbelievedloved.com and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Stay tuned. We're aiming to produce one episode of our new poetry project each month here on the Shatter Silence podcast in 2020. And remember, your mess is welcome here.